الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Excellence of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Dua of Attar. O Lord of Al-Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 32-page booklet, Excellence of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, including the 8 saintly marvels, save him from heresy and an evil ending, and grant him forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Shaykh Hussein bin Ahmad Qawwaz al-Bisati rahmatullahi alayhi states, I made dua to Allah Almighty with these words. O Allah, I wish to see Abu Salih al-Mu'addin rahmatullahi alayhi. My dua was answered and I saw him in a good state. I asked him, O Abu Salih, how are you? He replied, O Abu al-Hasan, if I had not sent abundant salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I would have been destroyed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Glad tidings of death upon faith. Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Muhaddis al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Akhbar al-Akhyar, a pious predecessor rahmatullahi alayhi saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream and pleaded, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, make dua that I pass away upon the noble Quran and your sunnah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, it will happen so, and why would it not when your Shaykh is Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani? That pious predecessor states, I requested this from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 3 times, and each time he replied, it will happen so, and why would it not when your Shaykh is Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani? Subhanallah, what great virtue there is in having devotion for the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, becoming his disciple and becoming affiliated with his spiritual chain. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, our beloved spiritual guide has a most excellent rank. Through his blessings, his disciples and devotees also receive virtues, as the servants and devotees acquire merits due to the distinction of their master. May Allah Almighty allow us to remain steadfast in our devotion for Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh until our last breath, and may he raise us in his company on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Beloved of Allah Almighty, it is related in the famous hadith collection Sahih al-Bukhari on the authority of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah loves a slave, he calls out to Jibreel and says, indeed, Allah loves so and so, so love him. Then Jibreel loves him. After that, Jibreel announces to the inhabitants of the heavens, Allah loves so and so, so love him. So the inhabitants of the heavens also love him. And then acceptance for him is placed amongst the inhabitants of the earth. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, it is evident from this that the widespread acceptance of the righteous believers and noble saints is proof of them being beloved to Allah Almighty, as noticeable in the examples of the widespread acclaim of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Shaykh Ali al-Hajwari, and other well-known noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim. Despite centuries having gone by since their departure from this world, hearts are still replete with love for them. It is also evident From this, that a sign of a saint is that creation regard him as a saint and hearts naturally incline towards him. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, people naturally utter the supplicatory words Rahmatullahi Alayhi or Radiyallahu Anhu for a saint, and people's hearts instinctively incline towards such a person. The natural attraction of hearts is a sign of them being beloved in the court of Allah Almighty. Reflect on how we have not seen pious predecessors like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh and Khawaja Ajmeri, but we have love for them. This is an unseen, natural love. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, states in the court of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh, Kunjiyan dil ki khuda ne tujhe di, aisi karke ye seena ho mohabbat ka khazina tera. The keys to hearts Allah has granted you. Make this heart a treasure trove of love for you. Explanation of Raza's poetic words. O Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh, Allah Almighty has granted you the keys to the hearts of creation. Open my heart and place in it your love so that it becomes a treasure trove of love for you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani, my spiritual guide was not only shown devotion by the masses, but also by other great saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, as he was their leader. The Gnostic Abu Ishaq Ibrahim bin Mahmud rahmatullahi alayhi states, I heard my spiritual guide, Imam Abu Abdullah al-Batahi rahmatullahi alayhi say, during the era of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, I stayed with Sayyiduna Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi for a few days. One day the Shaykh said, inform us of some of the virtues of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. So I mentioned some. During this time, a man came, indicated towards Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi and said to me, do not enumerate the merits of anyone other than this Shaykh of mine before us. Hearing this, Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi was displeased. He cast an awe-inspiring gaze at the man and said, who can enumerate the virtues of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani? Who can reach his rank? His station is very lofty amongst all the saints. Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayh further stated, the river of Islamic law is in his right hand and the river of spiritual reality is in his left hand. Drink from whichever you wish. There is no second to him in this age. Sayyidina Abu Abdullah al-Batahi rahmatullahi alayh says, one day I saw Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifai rahmatullahi alayh counseling his nephews and senior disciples. A person had come with the intention of going to Baghdad. So the Shaykh said, when you reach Baghdad, do not engage in any activity prior to visiting Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. If he is alive, and if he has passed away, his resting place. He then said, regretful is the one who does not see Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, to remain steadfast in your love for the noble saints and acquire their gracious blessings, remain affiliated to the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, the religious movement of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If possible, offer the niyaz of Giyarmi Sharif diligently every month and gain its blessings. Listen to the following account to strengthen the love for Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi in your hearts and cling even tighter to the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Repentance from heresy. A brother from Hyderabad, Sindh, Karachi, began to keep the company of deviants. Due to evil company, his mind was also corrupted. For 3 years he remained this way to the extent that he could neither understand Niyaz nor Maulid. He would raise objections to these matters at home. Prior to this heresy, he had a great passion for reciting salawats upon the Prophet, but as soon as he fell in with those impudent people, he also lost that due to their evil company. However, Allah Almighty showered him with good fortune. He read about the virtues of salawats, which revived his passion, leading him to form a habit of reciting it again. One night, as he fell asleep reciting salawat, he saw the blessed green dome. Although his thinking had changed, he spontaneously recited, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, in his dream. When he awoke in the morning, his heart was in a state of unrest. He thought, that which I could not understand occurred to me. What was I reciting? He began to think that there is something here, and he should research to discover the true path. Coincidentally, a Madani qafila from Dawat-e-Islami came to a masjid close to his home. Somehow, through someone's encouragement, he became a participant in this qafila and set out in a state of confusion, seeking the truth. The qafila leader introduced the pious deeds booklet to him and encouraged him to fill it in. When he read the booklet carefully, he was amazed as he found it to be a way of living based upon excellent guiding principles. Through the company of the devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh and the blessings of acting upon the pious deeds booklet, he received grace and guidance from Allah Almighty. He gathered together all the Islamic brothers in the Madani Qafila and told them, "My mind was corrupted before. I used to say all sorts about all of you. Today, please all be witnesses that I sincerely repent from those previous corrupt beliefs and make the intention to remain affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami." The Islamic brothers expressed great happiness. The next day, this brother bought some sweet confections as niyaz for Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh and handed them out. He gained amazing blessings through this action. He had been suffering from respiratory ailment for 35 years. He could not go a single night without experiencing pain. He also had pain in his right mullah, due to which he could not eat properly either. Alhamdulillah, through the blessings of the qafila, he did not experience any breathing difficulties or any problems in eating during this period. He said, "I wholeheartedly testify that the beliefs of Ahlus Sunnah are true, and I have good opinion that the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami is accepted in the court of Allah Almighty and His final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Solution to a problem in a dream. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi once wrote a letter to Allama Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Al-Kazimi rahmatullahi alayhi. "I was facing an issue and was blessed with the vision of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, who informed me, 'If you find yourself facing an issue, then turn to my son Al-Kazimi in Multan, as he is a lion of Islam.' He then said, 'I like the book he is writing.' Asking about this book, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh wrote the following, 'My master, which book is it that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh praised?' At that time, Allama Ahmad Sayyid Al-Qazimi rahmatullahi alayh was writing Taskeen Al-Khawatir fi Mas'alat Al-Hazir wa Al-Nazir. He had written at the beginning of the book, 'I have the honor of humbly presenting this in the court of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, through whose spiritual aid the like of me has been granted the ability to compile this book. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them all and grant us forgiveness without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inspirational account of Shaykh Al-Qazmi's book. I recall in my youth someone speaking against the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being hazir and nazir. Alhamdulillah, the help of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi was with me, and I gave that individual Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Al-Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi's book, Taskeen Al-Khawatir fi Mas'alat Al-Hazir wa Al-Nazir, telling him to read it. That person used to live in my locality, and after reading the book, when I met him, he was so impressed by the book that he repented from his corrupt beliefs and began to affirm the attributes of Hazir al-Nazir for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Allama Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid al-Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi and grant us forgiveness without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Some qualities of Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid al-Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi. The Shaykh had a very humble personality. I think I always saw him being first in greeting with salam. Despite being such a notable personality, he would not wait for someone to greet him. Rather, he would take the lead. Someone told me, I once went to test the Shaykh and tried to hide myself here and there. Suddenly, when the Shaykh caught a glimpse of me, he immediately greeted me with salam as per his habit. Shaykh Sayyid Al-Qazmi's scholarly rank. Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Al-Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi attended the first annual gathering of Dawat-e-Islami in Kakri ground and delivered a speech. He passed away 6 years later. I found him to be someone who had great love for Dawat-e-Islami until his passing away. One of his disciples, a Hafiz from Rahim Yar Khan, states, I was in the presence of Shaykh Ahmad Sayyid Al-Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi during the early days of Dawat-e-Islami when a person began raising objections against the founder. After listening, the Shaykh, out of humility, said about himself, My dear brother, the work which Ilyas Qadri is doing, neither can I do it, nor have you done it. My good opinion is that at least in Asia, the Shaykh was a peerless erudite scholar of his time. At this moment in time, there must be thousands of his students spread across the world. Alhamdulillah, there were many letters shared between the Shaykh and myself. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Al-Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi and grant us forgiveness without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sincere counsel. Some misfortunate people reject the authority of the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim and do not hesitate to speak badly of them, mu'adhallah. If someone has any doubts concerning the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim, he should have them removed, otherwise this will be damaging in the hereafter. Denigration of the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim is very dangerous. In a hadith Qudsi in Sahih al-Bukhari, Allah Almighty states, Whoever bears enmity towards a saint of mine, I declare war upon him. Elaborating on these words of the hadith, Allama Ghulam Rasul Razavi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, That is, whoever bears enmity towards a saint because he is a friend of mine, I declare war upon him and destroy him. I set such people upon him that continue to bring harm to him. This is his punishment in this world, and he will be punished further in the hereafter. Allama Ali Al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi states regarding the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim, Allah Almighty has mentioned a declaration of war against two categories of people. Number one, consumers of usury. Number two, enemies of the noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim. These are both extremely grave sins, because for Allah to declare war against them is a sign of an evil end, and such a person can never be successful. May Allah Almighty forgive our sins and save us from satanic whispers. Be witnesses that I love all the noble saints that have come into this world and those that are yet to arrive. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Destruction of the worldly life and the hereafter. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states in Al-Fatawa Al-Razaviyya that to speak badly of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi is lethal poison and a cause for a person's worldly life and hereafter being ruined. Mu'adhallah. It is possible that someone may experience satanic whispers about why we mention such things about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. The answer to this is that Allah Almighty chooses to grant whatever rank He wills to a servant. The greatest rank amongst creation has been granted to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Even if our tongues become dry and our pens wear out in speaking about His glorious rank, we will still be unable to even cover a fraction of it. Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes in his book Zawq-e-Naat, Aasmaan gar tere talwon ka nazara karta, roz ek chaand tasaddaq mein utara karta. Meaning, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if the sky could see the blessed soles of your feet, it would sacrifice for them a moon each day. If the souls are of such loftiness, what is the magnitude of the one they belong to? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Paralysis cured. Sayyidi Qutb Madina Ziauddin Ahmad al-Madini rahmatullahi alayhi states, once half of my body became paralyzed. I became so ill that people began to think I would not survive. One night, I cried in the prophetic court and called out, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, my spiritual guide Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has sent me as a servant to your door. If this illness is a punishment for some mistake, then pardon me for the sake of my spiritual guide. I also presented pleas in the court of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani and Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi alayhima. When I fell asleep, I saw my spiritual guide, the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, with two saintly figures who had luminous countenances. He pointed towards one of them and said, look, Ziauddin, this is Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani. Pointing to the other, he said, this is Khawaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi placed his healing hand over the part of my body that was paralyzed and said, rise. I stood up in my dream. Then these three saints began to offer salah. Thereafter, alhamdulillah, through the grace of Allah Almighty, I woke to find myself cured. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Devotion for Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi amongst Maimons. Dear Islamic brothers, overall the Maimon community have a lot of respect for Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. There is a great tendency amongst them to commemorate Gyarvin Sharif. Upon leaving the home, the elderly women even say, go my son, with the intermediation of the leader of the awliya and his help. We are in a world of technology and a lot of content full of heresy is spreading. However, alhamdulillah, the struggle to spread guidance is also taking place. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was sent to overcome Pharaoh. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam defeated Nimrud, who claimed divinity. May Allah Almighty protect us from satanic whisperings and grant us the ability to respect the noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim. Poor became wealthy. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's elder son, Sheikh Abdul Razzaq al-Qadiri rahmatullahi alayhi, states, "When my father became renowned, he performed Hajj during the journey. I was holding the halter of his conveyance. When we reached a city to the south of Baghdad, he said, 'Find the poorest household here.' So we found a tent made of wool in a deserted place whose inhabitants were an old man, an old woman, and a girl. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi took permission from the old man and stayed in that deserted place. The wealthy and important people of the city came to him requesting that he stays with them or any better place. However, he did not accept. The governor of that city sent him many cows, goats, and conveyances for the journey. He also sent much food, gold, silver, and other items. People arrived from all over in his service. The Sheikh told his companions, 'I have given my share from all this wealth to the inhabitants of this home.' When they heard this, they said, 'We have also gifted our share.' In this way, all that wealth was given to the old man, the old woman, and the girl. The Sheikh stayed overnight and departed in the morning. Sheikh Abdul Razzaq al-Qadiri rahmatullahi alayhi further states, 'I passed that city again after many years, and what did I see? The old man had become the wealthiest of all the residents there. He told me, "This is all the blessing of that night when Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi came here and graced us." Subhanallah. My spiritual guide blessed the poor first. However, how unfortunate that our attention is more towards the wealthy and less towards the poor. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Salah first. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh, the rank our spiritual guide reached was conferred upon him by Allah Almighty. Sainthood is granted by Allah Almighty. The noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, strictly adhere to the obligatory and necessary acts. My spiritual guide would offer 1,000 voluntary units daily, and for 15 years he completed a recital of the Quran every night. These pious predecessors would offer thousands of voluntary units of salah, whereas we are unfortunately unable to even offer the obligatory units. Do we wish to restrict the blessings we take from Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh to just eating the niyaz at gatherings where he is mentioned? Become his devotee and emulate him also. Prioritize being steadfast in your salah over distributing sweetmeats. Remember, salah is obligatory and arranging niyaz is recommended. The rank of obligatory acts is significantly higher in comparison to acts that are recommendable. Not acting upon the obligatory acts renders a person a sinner, whereas leaving the recommended is not a sin. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, who instilled in us the love of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, states, "Whoever deliberately leaves even one salah is deserving of being burnt for thousands of years in the hellfire. This is the misfortune of missing one salah." So reflect on the wretchedness of the one who misses salah for months and years. Make intention to arrange niyaz, but to also to never leave salah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. 8 marvels of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayh states, "None of the noble saints are comparable to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh in relation to saintly marvels. Some pious predecessors have even stated, 'The saintly marvels of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh are like a chain of pearls. For when it breaks, the pearls drop one after the other.' Hence, his saintly marvels are innumerable. Number one, a reviving a chicken. A woman left her son in the service of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh, saying, "He has great love for you. Please train him." He accepted him and made him undertake spiritual training. One day his mother came and saw that her son had become frail from hunger and continual worship in the nights and was eating barley bread. When she came to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, she saw a plate in front of him with the bones of a chicken that he had eaten. The lady said, "O Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, you eat chicken whilst my son eats barley bread." Hearing this, the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayh placed his hands over the bones and said, "Qumi bi'iznillahi alladhi yuhyi al-'izam wa hiya ramim." Stand by the permission of Allah who gives life to the bones when they have decayed. Upon this, the chicken immediately stood up alive, clucking. The Shaykh rahmatullahi alayh then remarked, "When your son reaches this station, he will eat whatever he wishes." May Allah Almighty have mercy on Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh and grant us forgiveness without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Jis tara murde jilaye, is tara murshid mere. Murda dil ko bhi jila, ya ghouse azam dastagheer. O my spiritual guide, just as you brought the dead alive, revive the dead heart, O Ghawth-e-Azam, the helper. Explanation of the poetry. O my dear spiritual guide, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, the way that you, through the power Allah Almighty bestowed upon you, brought back to life the dead, also revive my dead heart. Number two, blessings in the wheat. Shaykh Abu al-Abbas Ahmad al-Qarashi al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh states, "There was a drought in Baghdad. I mentioned my poverty and many dependents to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, whereupon the Shaykh took out a certain measure of wheat and informed me, 'Place it in a sack and close its mouth. Open it from one side and take out what you need. Grind it and eat from it. However, never open its mouth.' We took out and ate wheat from that sack for 5 years. One day my wife opened the mouth of the sack and the wheat finished within 7 days. I mentioned this occurrence to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh and he said, 'If you had left it and not opened its mouth, you would have eaten from it until your death. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and grant us forgiveness for their sake.' Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Saintly marvels are true. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, it is an unanimously accepted creed of the Ahlus Sunnah that the saintly marvels of the noble companions alayhim ridwan and the noble saints rahmatullahi alayhim are a reality, and the saints manifest these marvels in every age. This phenomenon will continue until the day of judgment. Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayh states, "The manifestation of saintly marvels by the servants of Allah Almighty is established from the noble Qur'an and Hadith." In Juz 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 37, the saintly marvel of Sayyidatuna Maryam rahmatullahi alayha, the noble mother of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, is mentioned. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Whenever Zakaria visited her at her prayer chamber, he would find new sustenance, i.e. non-seasonal fruits, with her. He asked, "O Maryam, from where did this come to you?" She answered, that is from Allah. Indeed, Allah gives to whom He wills without measure." Number 3. Blessing of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. Sheikh Ismail bin Ali rahmatullahi alayhi states, when Sayyidina Sheikh Ali bin Haythi rahmatullahi alayhi would be unwell, he would sometimes come and stay with me for some days. One day he was unwell here, and Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi came from Baghdad to visit him. In this way, two noble saints were present together in my home. I had two date palm trees in my home, which had dried out 4 years ago. They did not bear any dates, and we were considering chopping them down. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi performed ablution under one of them and offered two cycles of salah under the other. Both trees became green before our eyes, the leaves sprouting out. In that very week they bore dates, even though this was not the season for them. I took some dates and presented them to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. He ate some and said, "May Allah Almighty place blessings in your land, money, measure, and your animals' milk." Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail bin Ali rahmatullahi alayhi further states, "That year my land began to yield 2 to 4 times the normal produce. My situation now is such that if I spend 1 dirham, I profit 2 or 3 times as much. And when I place 100 sacks of wheat in a place and use 50 of them, when I look at them, I find that 100 still remain. My animals produce so much offspring that I lose count of them. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and grant us forgiveness for their sake. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 4. King of his era. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Tafsunji rahmatullahi alayhi was a pious predecessor and contemporary of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. One day, whilst on the pulpit, he proclaimed, "Amongst the saints, I am like the crane amongst birds, i.e. the one with the longest neck." Amongst those present was Shaykh Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, a disciple of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. He found it unacceptable that he had given himself superiority over Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. He threw his patched cloak and stood up. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi gazed at him upwards and downwards a number of times and remained silent. People asked him the reason for his silence, and he replied, "I saw that there was no hair on his body that was devoid of the mercy of Allah." Then he said to Shaykh Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, "Put on your cloak." The disciple of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "This poor slave does not wear again a garment that he has cast away." His residence was at a distance of 12 days journeying. He called out to his noble wife, "Fatima, hand me my clothes." She stretched out her hand from her place, handing over the clothes, and he extended his hand, taking the clothes and wearing them. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi asked, "Whose disciple are you?" He responded, "I am the servant of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani." Sayyidina Abdul Rahman al-Tafsunji rahmatullahi alayhi sent two of his disciples to Baghdad to mention to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, "I am presenting myself in a station of proximity with Allah Almighty for 12 years. I neither see you coming nor departing." These two disciples were leaving as Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi told two of his disciples, "Go to Tafsunj. En route, you will come across two disciples of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Tafsunji. Take them back with you and reply to the Shaykh by saying, 'How can the one in the courtyard see the one in the hall? And how can the one in the hall see the one inside? And the one in a special place further inside? I am in that special station, and its sign is that on such and such a night, 12,000 saints were given spiritual cloaks. I recall that you were granted a green cloak with 'Qul huwallahu written upon in it in gold. When Shaykh Abdul Rahman heard this, he lowered his head and said, صدق الشيخ عبد القادر وهو سلطان الوقت. Shaykh Abdul Qadir has spoken the truth, and he is the Sultan of this era. O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, Allah Almighty has blessed his noble saints rahmahumullah with lofty ranks. Allah Almighty bestows upon them great abilities. The noble Quran mentions the saintly marvel of one of the followers of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayh, where he brought the throne of Queen Bilqis from a distance of thousands of miles within the blinking of an eye. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي. Translation from Kanzul Iman. He who had knowledge of the book submitted that I will present it in your majesty's court before the blink of an eye. When he then saw it placed next to him, Sulaiman said, this is from the favors of my Lord. When a saint from the Ummah of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam has such a lofty station, what will be the station of the leader of the saints from the Ummah of the master of all the prophets and messengers? Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 5. Cured epilepsy. It is related in Bahjat al-Asrar, during Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani's era, there was a man who suffered from epilepsy. The Shaykh said, say in his ear, it is the command of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani that you depart from Baghdad. He became well at once. And even until this day, epilepsy does not occur in Baghdad. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Blood from coins. Sayyiduna Abu al-Abbas Khizr rahmatullahi alayhi states, one night we were in the seminary of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi in Baghdad. A caliph presented himself, and after seeking some advice, he presented 10 bags of coins, which were being carried by his servant. The Shaykh said, I have no need for these bags. However, the caliph refused to take them back and insisted that he accept them. The Shaykh took a bag in each hand and squeezed them. Blood began to ooze from both bags. He then addressed the caliph saying, do you not have shame before Allah Almighty that you come to me with the blood of the people? Hearing this, the caliph fell unconscious. Dear Islamic brothers, the people of Allah Almighty are not desirous of worldly wealth. They do not give it any great importance. If they were to command a mound of earth, it would become gold. In fact, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh taught patience and contentment and would say, the apportioned provision will not increase through your chasing it, and it will not decrease due to your contentment. Therefore, be pleased with the decree of Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Rejection of saintly miracles is heresy. Mufti Amjad Ali al-Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi states, saintly marvels are a reality. The one who denies them is misguided. There are many types of marvels, such as covering long distances in a few moments, walking on water, flying in the air, knowing matters of the heart, seeing from afar, etc. Number 7. Questions of 100 Scholars. Sayyiduna Mufarrij bin Nabhan al-Shaybani rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, when Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi became famous, 100 of the most erudite scholars of Baghdad agreed that each would prepare separate questions on various sciences to render him speechless. They all gathered before him. I was present there also. And when those scholars had all sat down, the Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi lowered his head. At that moment, a light emanated from his heart that was visible to those from whom Allah Almighty willed. When that light passed through the heart of each scholar, they became bewildered and began to convulse. Then they came to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi at his pulpit, bareheaded. He embraced each one of them and said, "Your question was such and such, and its answer is this." In this manner, he informed each of them their questions and gave their answers. When this gathering had concluded, I went to those scholars and asked them what had happened. Explaining the harm of testing Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, they said, "When we went and sat there, suddenly we forgot everything. It was as though we knew nothing. However, when he embraced us, each of us found that our knowledge returned to us. Even more astounding than this is that he gave us answers to our questions that we did not know prior to that. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." O devotees of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, one who knows the matters of the heart is termed a Roshan Zamir. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi knew the matters of the hearts through the bestowal of Allah Almighty. Now, as the caveat through the bestowal of Allah Almighty has been mentioned, there should be no satanic whispers, as Allah Almighty is capable of informing His servants of hidden matters. He can grant this to whomever He wills. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi is from His special chosen saints. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Delayed arrival of the jinn. The father of Shaykh Abu Zakariya, Yahya bin Abi Nasr al-Sahrawi rahmatullahi alayhi, says, "I summoned jinn through a particular method, and they were delayed in arriving. When they came, they said to me, 'Do not try to summon us when Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani is delivering a sermon.' I asked why. They replied, 'Because we attend his sermons.' I asked, 'You also attend his sermons?' They responded, 'Yes. We are present in great numbers amongst the men. There are many groups amongst us that have accepted Islam, and they have all repented at the hands of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani.' Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad."